When I think of how Broadway reinvented itself in the last decade, I cannot ignore Six. Premiering in the West End before crossing to Broadway in 2019, this musical turned the six wives of Henry VIII into pop stars. Part history lesson, part stadium concert, Six reframed old narratives with glitter, beats, and unapologetic girl power. It proved that musicals could look and feel like a night out at an arena, while still offering sharp commentary on history and identity. The story of Six began in 2017 at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Creators Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss, both still in university, imagined a show that gave the infamous wives of Henry VIII their own voices. Instead of telling the king's story, they let Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Anna of Cleves, Catherine Howard, and Catherine Parr sing their truths. Inspired by pop divas from Beyoncé to Adele, each queen had her own musical style. The idea was simple yet radical. History rewritten as a girl group concert. The format of the show is striking. There is no elaborate set or sprawling narrative. Instead, the queens stand on stage like pop icons, backed by an all-female band called the Ladies in Waiting. Each wife presents her case, explaining why her suffering was the worst under Henry, competing for the crown of lead singer. The result is a competition filled with humour, heartbreak, and empowerment. Musically, Six thrives on its diversity. Catherine of Aragon belts with Beyoncé-inspired power in no way. Anne Boleyn delivers sarcastic punchlines with a Lily Allen pop-punk vibe in Don't Lose Her Head. Jane Seymour breaks hearts with the Adele-like ballad Heart of Stone. Anna of Cleves revels in Rihanna-style confidence with Get Down. Catherine Howard channels the bubblegum pop of Britney Spears in All You Wanna Do, while Catherine Parr brings soulful authority in I Don't Need Your Love. Together, they finish with Six, a finale that rewrites history by imagining a world where they control their own stories. The impact of the score cannot be overstated. With its short, catchy songs and pop hooks, Six became a rare Broadway album that played like a pop chart record. Fans streamed it endlessly, memorizing lyrics and staging their own performances. The show's music resonated especially with younger audiences, many of whom discovered Broadway through Six. On Broadway, Six stood out visually. The costumes shimmered with sequins, corsets, and futuristic flair, blending Tudor silhouettes with pop concert style. The lighting mimicked a stadium tour with strobes and spotlights. The show ran only 80 minutes without intermission, but every moment was packed with energy. Audiences left theatres feeling as though they had attended both a lesson and a party. The cultural influence of Six has been profound. It reframed historical women, often defined by their marriages and deaths, into empowered individuals with distinct voices. It challenged the male-centered storytelling of history, offering instead a feminist retelling that still entertained. It also showed how Broadway could lean into modern aesthetics, embracing social media, memes, and a concert vibe without losing substance. The show's timing shaped its journey. Six was set to open officially on Broadway in March 2020, but its premiere was cancelled on the very night of the shutdown caused by the pandemic. This cruel twist delayed its rise, but when Broadway reopened in 2021, Six became one of the first shows to triumphantly return. Its message of resilience and reinvention felt even more relevant after months of silence. Six won the Tony Award for Best Original Score and Best Costume Design in 2022, cementing its place in Broadway history. It also earned the Olivier Award in London, showing its global reach. Touring productions and international staging spread its influence from Australia to Korea. The fandom of Six mirrors its pop inspiration. Fans arrive at theatres dressed as queens, post covers on TikTok, and treat songs like chart toppers. The cast album charted high not just on Broadway charts, but also in mainstream rankings. In an age where young audiences are essential, Six proved that musicals could compete with pop culture directly. Critics, of course, debated its significance. Some dismissed it as lightweight, more concert than theatre. Others celebrated it as a refreshing reinvention of the form. Yet its popularity silenced skeptics. Six made space for shorter, punchier, social media savvy musicals, influencing the future of Broadway structure. What makes Six endure is its ability to combine fun with substance. Beneath the jokes and glitter, it asks serious questions. How do we remember women in history? Who gets to control the narrative? What if those silenced voices could finally sing? It offers no simple answers, but it entertains while sparking thought. Looking back, Six is not just a fad. It is a landmark in Broadway's ongoing evolution, proof that musicals can adopt the energy of a concert while tackling history with irreverence and insight. It shows how the stage can belong to new voices, even those long gone, and how storytelling can be remixed to empower rather than diminish. When I think of Six, I think of the roar of fans in sequined crowns, of young people shouting lyrics about queens centuries old, of a stage glowing like a pop arena, of history rewritten with humour and strength. Six is more than a show. It is a reminder that the past can be remixed, that women's stories deserve the spotlight, and that Broadway is always ready for reinvention.